All right, everybody, welcome back to the Brunson Podcast. Today I want to talk about what you do when you find yourself in a downward spiral. The reason this is really relevant to me right now is because this morning I found myself in downward spiral. And so right off the bat, I was there's kind of two typical paths that I take. And I think that just every day I'm getting a little better taking the better path. But let me kind of explain what I go through and see if this has any similarities for you. So when I'm feeling a little bit like, I'll kind of explain. So this morning I woke up and I just felt groggy. I tossed and turned all night, just didn't sleep well, hit the gym and the exercise we did, it was just like not feeling it the whole time. So I got home, I took a cold shower, just trying to kind of wake myself up. But I just felt like garbage. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to watch a movie. Like that's kind of it's the easy way to kind of just relax and forget about things. And normally what happens is, so like this is path one, and I call this the black hole. Usually what happens is I start off by just not having a good day, just trying to find a way to kind of like unwind. And then next thing I know, I'm pounding sugar, watching tons of movies, and just doing anything I can to find like a quick, essentially just like it's like this. Yeah, it's just kind of a dangerous state to be in. I spend most of my day on Facebook or just on social media or just wasting my time or kind of avoiding things. And it's really kind of a tricky one to get out of. And the further you go down that rabbit hole, the harder it is to get out. So what I've been trying to train myself to do, and of course I'm not perfect at this. I still find myself in this black hole state often. But what I'm getting a lot better at is recognizing that I've only got a few moments to choose a different path. So today I was like, I'm just like watching a movie. I'm just so tired. I just feel like garbage right now. And then that thought kind of came ahead. I'm like, no, just do the right thing right now. Fill your needs. And so that's what we're going to get into. Really, whenever your body is craving anything that you know is not good for you, often there's a deeper underlying need that's not being met. So some of the most common needs that are not being met are, one, fulfillment. That comes in so many different forms, but having something that you truly feel like you're adding to the world, you truly feel like you're contributing, that is a huge need. And if that's not being met, your body and your mind and your spirit will try to make it up in other ways. Often that's where addictions are formed, is because we often have massive lack of connection and fulfillment. And so we try to compensate that by turning to random various addictions. Another massive need that we have is social connection. This doesn't mean just spending time, but it kind of means spending quality time. Having relationships that matter, having people that you can spend time with that know you, that you can talk to, that listen to you, all of that is just highly, highly important for a healthy mental balance. Another need is diet and nutrition. And that's one that for me is kind of like sometimes the one I forget about because I just often don't think. But very often, sometimes when I'm feeling just really crappy and I'm just like, oh man, I just like, you know, I just kind of want to go and watch a movie or, you know, whatever, or go and wind in some way that's not super productive or not healthy for me. Often I was like, oh man, I go and I take like a multivitamin sometimes. Within 30 minutes, I feel totally different. So little things like that even can really make a difference. You need to meet your physical needs as well, which include a lot of just diet-based. If you're exercising, that could be a big one too. The hardest thing about exercise is it's like the last thing you want to do when you're not feeling good. And often it can be the most important thing. Some of the other major needs that we have is learning and developing our minds. Almost everything that is kind of addictive behavior. I mean, I'll give you for instance, when we crave connection and we kind of crave that serotonin fix, very often we, I think, get on social media because it's kind of like this, it's an artificial supplement for connection. And so we're like, oh yeah, like I can kind of feel somewhat connected. I can kind of be somewhat involved. I'm not saying social media is bad or evil in any way. I'm just saying that I really do think it can be highly, highly destructive when it becomes the way that you deal with your social needs. Another interesting one, and this is what I think is so fascinating. I've seen this over and over again. Some of the most natural business people I've ever met in my life are hardcore gamers instead. And I'm that way too. Like, that's something that I'm really cautious about. I completely stopped playing any video games. And for some people, they don't even like video games, so this is just won't even make sense to them, but other people would understand this. I really enjoy video games. Always have. And I quit playing them for about 5 years, like completely, not even on my phone or anything, maybe 6 years even, because I just didn't want it to ever become a problem. And ever since then, I just really have been like, I'll play like for a little bit, and I'm just like, oh, I just don't like what this does to me. Because what I think it does is that we have a natural instinct to want to create, to want to progress, to want to level up, essentially, to want to perfect something, to master a skill or whatever. And I think that video games take that from us. Because essentially, like, we have this supply of energy, this fuel inside the tank that needs to be used. And either we can use it to grow business and success and build a good life for ourselves, or we put it into a video game that literally turns into just pixels. And so, I mean, you think about it, like, I've met a lot of friends that they had quit video games and all of a sudden they were just like business obsessed. It's actually like fairly common. Because they're like, oh man, I just like need to create something, need to build something. The difference is, of course, video games is everything's very structured, everything's very safe. And so it kind of gives you this false, you kind of can get the fix without any of the risk. But when you kind of get out of that mindset and you get around the right people, people often that are like hardcore video gamers can often turn into very, very good businessmen or creative entrepreneurs or and inventors or whatever. So very interesting. Next kind of interesting element is pornography is a super interesting one because we are craving. I mean, and there's so many books written on this, but if you want to study the psychology of why people view pornography, it's very interesting because what they're craving is emotional connection with people. And for some reason, the chemicals that our brain releases when we view pornography, it's usually a massive dopamine rush. We get a serotonin rush. It actually triggers most of our mental chemicals. And it gives us the artificial feeling temporarily that we're connected. And then it crashes and burns. And so a lot of these are very interesting things that I think that we go to feel connected and to fill those needs. And we go to the correct sources, it actually creates a really sustainable, high energy base. So with all that being said, my thoughts on what to do when you find yourself starting to slip, when you find yourself in a downward spiral, I really think the most important thing that you can possibly do is to connect with people. I really do. And I think that's why it's so important to have people that are in your circle. If you don't know how to get people in your circle, then well, maybe I think of the podcast about that. But the short answer is you kind of will attract people that are like you. So you just try to become the best person you can. When you find people that are going places in their lives, or in any way like that, you work really hard on those relationships and you really try to cultivate those. You be for someone else what you want them to be for you. We all kind of take turns on who's high energy. And in my friend circles, that's exactly what happens. Often, like, I'll be super low and my friends will pick me up and they'll be super low and I'll pick them up. And we kind of just take turns. And there's no ego involved of who's going to be like top dog. It's just about, hey, we're all going the same direction. We're not trying to say like one of us is the senior. It's just we're both going there and we'll lift each other when we need to. A lot of things that will destroy those kind of friendships and those kind of tribes are really just our ego, are wanting to be perfect or wanting to like never admit that we're hurting or be like, oh yeah, like I'll always lift you, but you can never lift me because I don't actually have problems. Like we kind of have that mentality. We don't want people to know that we're suffering. And being able to reach out to people that you trust and you know are going in the right direction will really help you get through that. But before that can even happen, there's some basic things that I think are really good at kicking us into a healthy state of mind. One is survival. You need to switch your brain from pleasure center to a survival center. So very often when we get in these modes, it's because our brains are kind of like, I just need pleasure. And whatever way that we can find that, we'll just seek it. Maybe that's unique to me, but it's extremely common for me. I find my brain like in this mode, it's like, I just really want to relax / you know, not have any worries, just kind of like, just be totally pleasure focused. And the only way that I found to highly effectively and very quickly change that is to make my body feel like it's going to die. And no, I'm not thinking of anything crazy. A big one is cold showers. I mean, you probably heard this 1,000 times in this podcast, but I'm a huge believer in cold showers. I'm a bigger believer in like the polar plunge kind of thing. So like right now I live in Guatemala and they don't really have cold weather here, really cold water. But when I'm living in Idaho and I'll be going there here in about a month, or actually here in just a couple weeks, I had one time I was living in Southeast Idaho. I was really in just a bad spot emotionally. I was like really in this kind of vicious cycle, total downward spiral, didn't know quite how to deal with it, didn't know quite what to do. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start driving. So I started driving, like literally just jumped in my car, started driving. It was snowing. It was probably like close to 0 degrees. I mean, I don't remember exactly, but that's typical. This is in February probably. I'm just driving up through the mountains alone in the snow, right? In my Jeep. And I'm just cruising along. And also I get up to the top of this high pass and I look down over this ridge, and deep in the ridge, I see this little creek running through. And it's funny because like the creek was still moving, but it had kind of cut its way through the snow, which is probably 5 or 6 feet deep down there, maybe 7 feet deep. So pretty much it was like this trench that it had kind of formed in there. I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. And I kind of thought, you know what? I'm going to get in there. Not probably the best idea, but I had to find a way to reset my clock, or essentially put my body into a state of like, literally like fear of life. And maybe some of you are going to find that's irresponsible or whatever. But for me, like, I would rather take those kind of risks and live a great life for the amount of time that I have, rather than just living in this mediocrity or in this safety mindset and this fear mindset. So for me, I said, you know what? I'm going for it. I went and just like stripped down buck nude and literally waited. The snow was pretty powdery and soft. And I literally waded through the snow all the way to the creek, got in the creek and just plunged under, tried to hold my breath as long as I could underneath the water. That was some really, really cold water, let me tell you. The only reason it wasn't frozen is because it was moving so fast. And so it was just like unbelievably cold. And I'll tell you what, it was like I got struck by lightning. My energy level, like my adrenaline went through the roof. Every like endorphin in my body just was firing so hard. So that's, then I got out, and the funny thing about it was this is a whole different thing, but if you want to study this, look up Wim Hof, the Wim Hof method. But you can really you can turn off the cold in your body. You can really protect yourself from hypothermia and stuff. There's a lot of ways to do that. I'd recommend you study that. But pretty much I got out, wasn't even cold, and just like walked up, got dressed, walked back to my car barefoot. I mean, I was in like roughly 0 degrees, wading through the snow for probably 20, 30 minutes, and got back, and then just boom, reset. I was in college at the time, and I just totally reset me, was able to keep cranking. So I think that's a really important thing to do as well. Pretty much find a way to put your body into survival mode. And the next step is go connect with people and ask them to help you through it. And number three, I think is really important as well, is journal and document. Share your thoughts. I mean, that's almost what I'm doing right now. I'm saying, okay, yeah, I went and did the right steps for me. And this is part of, I mean, this is really helpful for me, like being able to talk about these kind of things and say, yeah, this is what I do, and be able to talk about it and express it and verbalize that when things get rough, I choose the right path. Just saying that out loud as I am right now actually gives me a lot of strength. And one of the big shifts that happened to me with being able to start shifting my mindsets was when I started to share it. When I started talking to people, I'm like, yeah, I do these cold showers. Everyone's like, why on earth would you ever do that? That makes no sense. I'm like, well, there's a reason. Let me tell you. And just talking about it with people, I found myself, it was harder to not take those cold showers. I'm like, oh yeah, like something, maybe it was an ego thing. I don't know what it was, but just verbalizing things and saying it out loud really creates a lot of power behind an idea. If I'd never talked about cold showers or never talked about how to get out of a downward spiral, I'd often find myself not really needing to, but because I'm like, oh no, I'm a downward spiral. Like I've talked about this. This is what I'm supposed to do. Like I can't be a hypocrite. Like this is the right thing. And so it kind of keeps me on track somehow. So those are my thoughts, guys. Best of luck out there with your with the changes you're trying to make in your life. I'm rooting for you. Take care.